Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. We'll get to your calls this half hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Our friend, you think about everything that's going on. You look at how bad the border is. Nobody's talking about abandoned Americans behind enemy lines, hostage to the Taliban. You look at COVID out of control, 300% higher in terms of incidents than we had even last year. I'm gonna end the COVID crisis, Biden. You look at what's happening to the economy, begging OPEC to produce more oil because he ended energy independence. He left all the policies that worked at the border of Donald Trump. Yeah, he did that too. He's giving terrorists $80 billion in the most sophisticated weaponry on the face of this earth because he's an idiot and failed to withdraw our troops when we had, and Americans, when we had full control. And their families and our Afghan allies. And you're asking yourself, how the hell can this all happen? In the middle of the pandemic, John Rich, he turned it into a video. It's very powerful. Earth to God. Can't think of a more appropriate time to play this as my introduction to him.
Earth to God. This now. We need your light, we need your love to heal the world you made. And save us now in our darkest hour with your amazing grace. Earth to God. We're holding on, but not for long.
right, John Rich joins us now. Well, you know what I love about you? You're like the epitome. You know, we celebrate freedom and fun. It's in that Hank Williams Jr. song. You know, you are the embodiment of that. You know, here you've got Redneck Riviera whiskey. You know, I'm warning anybody, don't go out with John Rich unless you're prepared to drink a lot and stay out really late and smoke a lot of cigars. There's no easy night when you're hanging with John. And I know from experience. And yet you're right. You come from a home where you had a dad as your preacher. You write a song as beautiful and spiritual as that. I mean, you know, you really are the quintessential cool guy. Loves God, faith, family, country, and lives it all, and lives life hard, and lives it fully. I mean, I admire you for it all.
Well, I appreciate that, Sean. Listen, this is America, last time I checked. And we are the only people on the planet.
You checked in the last 24 hours, by the way?
Yeah. Trust me, I'm watching. But Americans, let's put it that way, Americans, we are still Americans. And, you know, we have a country that tells us we have the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not the right to be happy, the right to go pursue happiness. Well, listen, man. That's why there's lines of people coming into the country and there's no lines going out. We are so fortunate that every morning we get to wake up. Life might be tough. Things aren't going our way. But guess what? That's not the end of the story for us. As long as we're still breathing and we're standing on American dirt, there's a future ahead of us that we can still work towards and still pursue. And I always think about that. I think it keeps my attitude right. It inspires me to go work hard. It inspires me to play hard. It inspires me to try to go build something with my own two hands, and failure is part of the process. I told my son, he's 11 years old, and he lost a big baseball game, and he felt like a loser. And I said, listen, buddy, failure doesn't make you a loser. Quitting makes you a loser. You didn't quit. You just failed. You didn't win the game, but you're not a loser. And as long as we keep that in mind in this country as citizens, We will get through this nonsense that we're looking at right now, but it is quite a test, my man, quite a test.
You know, it's interesting you bring up a sporting analogy because both my kids are athletes, and they play at a pretty high competitive level. And it's funny because they're both in individual sports. And, you know, the great thing about sports to me is it mirrors life. You're going to learn about winning, you know, the thrill of victory, losing, the agony of defeat. And the harder you work, the better you're likely going to do. And then you become the master of your own destiny in that sense. I want to congratulate you. It's one of the reasons we called you to be on the program today is because your show was so successful on Fox Nation. They now have moved it over to the Fox Business Network. And now you're debuting the show there. I mean, it's called The Pursuit. I even hear that I might be up for one of the interviews. You must really be desperate if you're thinking about interviewing me. I mean, that has got to be desperate.
Well, so here's the deal. The Pursuit. You know, I sit down people that a lot of them that you know very well. Like my guest tonight is the king of NASCAR, Richard Petty. I mean, one of the most iconic people in America. But what I do is I don't talk to Richard about all his accomplishments. I talked to Richard about what's going on down in your heart, your soul, your guts, your mind throughout all these decades that have moved you to the point that you have had all these accomplishments. I'm more interested in what's the internal mechanism of this man or of anybody that goes out and takes on big things and pursues happiness. So if I get to sit down my buddy Sean Hannity, we're not going to be talking about your TV show. We're going to be talking about you. We're going to be talking about what makes Sean.
I'm sorry, I'm not available. Linda, cancel that appointment.
We're wide open for that interview. Wide open.
You know, it is. I will tell you, it is interesting. Now, I've done a few interviews in my life where people ask me questions like this, and I always find it fascinating how many people don't. And I can tell you I'm going to give you the shorthand answer. You know, what does everybody that you interview have in common? They have one thing in common for sure, is they work their asses off. And you work hard at what you do, whether you're on stage or, you know, behind the scenes, writing for almost every artist and every genre of music that's out there, and then doing a TV show, and then doing, you know, private concerts, and then doing, you know, hanging out in your basement, recording that for some type of special. I mean, just following your daily schedule makes me dizzy. And my daily schedule is just like it.
Well, so that is one common denominator. And the other one, Sean, which I think is just as important, is how these people deal with failure. That is absolutely critical, how you deal with failure. Because if you go after something big in your life, you are going to fail most of the time. And so the question is, does that failure keep you from moving forward? Do you become bitter, angry, disillusioned, and you give up on the dream? Or does the failure put gas in the tank and it's a challenge and you go, you know what, I'm coming at it again, except this time I'm going to win? It's all about the attitude. And everybody I've interviewed, they all take failure and they process it into energy. That is a critical element if you're going to be a successful person.
Look at the life of Abraham Lincoln, right? You know, I mean, it's legendary. He had a steady stream of failure and defeat before he ever became a president, right? I mean, this guy, and he had personal demons that he had to deal with along the way as well. And, you know, you have a list of all the time, born into poverty. Here's a guy that dealt with a lot of defeat in his life. You know, his family, I remember, forced out of their own home. He had to work to help support them. He loses his mother when he's young. He uses his businesses fail. He loses a state legislator race, lost a job he had to borrow money to begin a business, you know, ends being bankrupt, fails again at another run at another state legislative seat, was engaged to be married, his sweetheart died, nervous breakdown, sought to become speaker of the state legislature, fails, sought to become an elector, defeated, ran for Congress, lost, ran again, wins, ran for re-election, lost. I mean, this is all real. I don't even want to say this because I don't really like to fail. I try to do everything to the best of my ability to prevent failure. And I find that failure just drives you to work harder.
It does, if you're that kind of a person that wants to go win. And, you know, listen, Sean, God created all of us. He created every human being that's alive on this planet right this very second. He did not create mankind to be limited, to be squelched, to be controlled and chained. That is not how he created us. He created us in his own image. Well, who is God? God is limitless. God has no ceiling. And so if we're created in his image, then he wants human beings to go out and be everything they can possibly be that he created them to be. So all these other countries, because of their governments, their systems that are in place, all these people that live there have just as much talent and drive as any American ever had, but they do not have the right to go pursue happiness. And so they just are stuck with whatever it is they were born into. So in America, we have the right to go out here and try to get it done. And that inherently should make us happy. People should stay happy. They don't have to be, you know, satisfied with everything and stuff gets hard. But the fact that you get to get up and go after it again, that is a unique characteristic of our country. And that's what my show focuses on. It's reminding us all that, hey, guys, remember where we live. Go take advantage of it.
Quick break, right back. More with John Rich on the other side. Hannity tonight at 9 on the Fox News Channel.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down. Or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spa's technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, as we continue with John Rich, his new show on the Fox Business Network, The Pursuit. I read that you've been studying interviews by Barbara Walters of people like, you know, Johnny Carson and Frank Sinatra and Lucille Ball, and you're trying to watch this, and now I know you're your own person, but you're learning from people that you feel did great interviews. Now, Barbara Walters was known to make people cry a lot. I mean, you're going to try and make me cry in the middle of this interview because it ain't going to happen.
Oh, I ain't going to make you cry. I'll make you laugh. I ain't going to make you cry. No, you see, I've been interviewed my whole career. I've done thousands and thousands of interviews. I've never been the guy giving the interview. There's a whole art form to that. So I thought, well, who's the best profile interviewer of all time? In my opinion, it was probably Barbara Walters. So I went and watched all those interviews and kind of picked up on how she was laying out these questions and the meter and the rhythm of these interviews. And so I tell everybody I'm trying to be Bubba Walters. I want to be the country boy version.
You want to be Bubba Walters? Oh, man. Now, by the way, did we ever get a date on the calendar? Somebody said you wanted to interview me, and I said, absolutely, I'll do anything John Rich ever wants, but I think something got delayed somehow. But you're going to, listen, if you get Richard Petty or Sean Hannity, I pick Richard Petty every time.
Well, I know you better than most people do that listen to you every day because we're personal friends, and I know you've got an incredible
story. Yeah, that
story
puts me at a decided disadvantage in this interview. I'll tell you right now. That, wow. I should decline exactly. Right now on national radio and say, no way, never going to happen.
You've got a great story, man. You've done it all. You've done it the hard way, and you're the number one radio guy in the United States of America now, and it is hard-earned and well-deserved, my man.
Listen, I love everything about you. I've learned a lot about life watching you, and I've never met anybody so upbeat, optimistic, that is willing to try anything, that loves God, his country, his family like no tomorrow, and can party like nobody I've ever met, and you make life fun every minute anybody's ever around you. That I can tell people about you. And, you know, we've had some fun nights out together. I don't go out that often. I'm a total loser, by the way. You know I'm a complete recluse. hermit and loser. But with that said, hanging out with you, the times we have been fun.
Yeah, what you can remember of it was a lot of fun, right?
I remember it all. That's the problem. I wish I didn't. All right, my friend, God bless you. We'll be watching now on the Fox Business Channel. We're going to be watching John Rich. It's called The Pursuit. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, brother. Have a great day.
You too. 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll get to your phones here in a second. We do have an update in the Gabby Petito case, and this laundry guy that has gone missing that they're looking for. One witness now has come forward revealing that she led the FBI to the area where Gabby's body was found at a campsite in this park in Wyoming, and one of these, I guess, natural parks that we have out there. We have a big park system in the country. Not that I know much about it because I don't have time to go to it. But anyway, and they saw him alone acting weird close to where the remains were found. And cops continue to hunt, for this guy. Now the death is being ruled a homicide. Anyway, inside this kid's bedroom in Florida, cops have been tearing it apart. And the images show what appears to be a gun hanging from the bookcase, they say. All right, well, that doesn't really mean anything. As well as a disturbing poster of dark figures with hammers and spheres. I'm not sure what you can glean from that. But if, in fact, you have an eyewitness putting him at the scene of where her body was found, that could be very significant. There was a forensic pathologist on early morning on Fox and Friends First, and saying that officials are not going to likely release the cause of death yet to avoid hindering the investigation. And now that it's ruled a homicide, he said, this is very challenging, a case like this. And in other words, it would not be just because the guy's DNA is on her clothes, doesn't prove murder. And that's what they're looking at, or homicide, as it's now being called. And anyway, the autopsy revealed she died by homicide. They're not specifying how, very preliminary. And it's a challenge. In other words, to try to tie anybody, any perpetrator to this crime, especially, in a setting of decomposition, high temperature fluctuation in the area, it would not be surprising if his DNA were present since they were in a relationship living in a van. And he said, and I agree with his legal analysis here as a forensic pathologist, that legally, this is going to be a challenge to tie it all together. You'd have to be able to rule out asphyxia, strangulation to the neck, no blunt force trauma to other head parts, et cetera, et cetera. So there are a lot of potential ways, and I guess time will tell. Nothing will bring this little girl back, which is awful. I want to update you on the story about the National Archives. And now House Republicans, 45 of them, have written a letter to the National Archives and Records Administration to demand the removal that they have recently put on warnings of harmful content regarding the United States Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. The role of the National Archives should be to preserve our shared histories and educate future generations, not to deny, change, or demonize. I mean, they're editorializing on this. Not a perfect country, but there's never been a country this great that put in place a system to right wrongs, correct injustices, that has abused power less and used its power to advance the human condition more. There's a new website. Have you noticed this website getting all this attention, Linda, about Red Balloon founder? And in other words, if you're tired of woke politics, COVID vaccine mandates, there's a new job site for you. It's called Red Balloon. And I haven't been to it. And it's a description of workers who have reached out to Red Balloon, a new job board offering postings from companies promising their employees will be free to work without fear of losing their jobs due to medical dictates or political drama. So it kind of even sounds...
I kind of love it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like there's a pretty big...
Well, here's the beautiful thing about it, right? The long and the short of it is, I thought that this was a nation of medical privacy, you know? I didn't think that was a political thing.
Then you and I are probably, I've not heard another single person on TV, and I don't watch many shows anyway, so it's not fair, but I've not read that people ever are making the argument for medical privacy and doctor-patient confidentiality. You just don't hear that. Anyway,
well, look at our guest yesterday, Pat Hughes, that was on. He did a great segment yesterday talking about how he's going to represent people that want freedom.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I mean, and he's doing a pro bono. Anyway, I think I heard he got a lot of calls as a result of this program. Survey of 23 shows 23% of college students support violence to stop a speaker they disagree with. Now, I get asked by colleges to speak every so often, not very often, but every so often. I think that's a good reason to stay home and do my day job. It looks like, according to some early numbers that are indicating gun sales, apparently August might smash all records. We're going to find out. Apparently 9 million new first-time gun owners from last year, and the biggest problem they're having is the supply chain. I know this from myself. Getting ammunition is like impossible. Don in Lake Ronkonkoma, what's up, Big Don? How are you, sir?
Cool. It's always an honor.
What's going on, my friend?
Hey, well, I watched some of Joe Biden's Make America Last UN speech, and I wondered, what is this going to cost the taxpayers, you know, the ones that are still working? He said that he wanted to turn America's focus on the priorities and regions of the world. He reengaged with the World Health Organization.
When is it going to be Don from Delray Beach? When is it going to be Don from Miami? When is it going to be Don from Naples, Florida, or Fort Myers, or Sarasota, or, I don't know, Pensacola?
I'll tell you, I had a chance to go to Claremont, Florida, and then I had to pull back because I had a daughter that needed some attention here. So right. I had to pull back on that. But my irons are still in the fire, my
friend.
Grant
you and your daughter permission to go down together. How's that?
You bet. But here he goes. He rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement that President Trump got us out of in 2016. Obama contributed to the Paris Climate $3 billion in 2015. What did we get out of that?
Nothing.
$3 billion. Nothing. He's talking about nothing. Doubling it.
Yeah, I mean this is the great lie. You know, for example, you know, what they call socialism, which is what this, you know, $5 trillion plus when you add it all together, it's all New Green Deal-ism. You know, they wrap it up in a nice package, and it's human, and they call it human infrastructure, and that's free childcare, free daycare, free guaranteed early education. You know, free college, free guaranteed government jobs, guaranteed wages, guaranteed healthy food. It's all New Green Dealism, you know, with a goal to eliminate all use of all energy that literally drives every economy in the world and puts us at a competitive disadvantage. And they go into deals that force the American taxpayer to foot the bill while China, India, other countries get to declare themselves as developing nations and pay next to nothing. That would make America a nation of suckers, a nation, you know, of, you know, how stupid are we to go into a dumb deal like that? And Biden puts us in it. You know, it doesn't say a word about Afghanistan. You know, we're going to enter a new era, an era of forceful negotiation. Negotiate with what? The Taliban? And then, like, argue that he has all the leverage over the Taliban and the right to lecture the Taliban on inclusiveness. And meanwhile, they're holding our fellow Americans hostage. It's now day 39, Joe, and he hasn't mentioned it in, like, the last 10 days. It's like it's evaporated. It's not happening. Like what's happening at the border, it's not really happening. Begging OPEC is not really happening. Inflation is not really happening. You know, COVID, 300% increase in cases. That's not happening either. But we'll literally ration monoclonal antibodies, something he didn't mention until last week. because it's working effectively in red states, and he doesn't want red state governors to get credit for saving lives, I guess, or something. I have no idea what his motivation is.
Yeah.
Whatever state needs it, needs to get it, period, as much as they need. And if we don't have enough, get out there and produce more of it and find some of the 10 million people not working and put them to work. Anyway, I'll get off my high horse there, Don. I'm just worked up today.
I know. We're all worked up. It's just been a terrible 9 months. But you know what? He also said this extreme weather all over the planet has scientists saying we're reaching the point of no return, so we got to act quickly. And didn't we hear this back in the late 80s, the early 90s, about the global warming and the global cooling, and it's always a panic, and then we got to go fast, and we got to do it now. And
you might remember, I'm old enough to remember, in the 70s, Time Magazine, Newsweek Magazine, the coming ice age. First it was the ice age, then we were going to melt. And now if the temperature's fluctuating anyway, it's called, you know, it's called climate change. So if it rains, climate change. If it doesn't rain, it's climate change. If it snows, it's climate change. If it doesn't snow, it's climate change. And none of it is based in the real science that they all tell us is now irrefutable. No, we've had a lot of scientists on this program that don't agree with their so-called science. You know, it's all based on, this is just a bait and switch. You know, they label this as climate change, but it's really socialism. Anyway.
I
want to say Don from Palm Beach, Florida, next on the Sean Hannity Show.
Take care, my friend.
It's time to get the hell out of here, Don. Let's say hi to Alex in Texas. What's up, Alex? How are you?
Hi, how are you, Sean?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, so I got my first dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine on August the 20th, and I'm just sharing my experience. 8 days later, I woke up with hot pins and needles from head to toe, and I didn't put two and two together that it could be vaccine-related because it was, you know, a week later, and I was asleep when I had my reaction, but I was able to get into a neurologist the next day, and when I saw the neurologist, he told me that he's actually seen multiple patients with similar symptoms about a week or so after taking their COVID vaccine. Mind you, I'm 32 years old, healthy as can be. I don't have any underlying issues or anything like that. Well, I've had paresthesia, is what they call it, which is tingling numbness in my feet and my lower legs for about almost 4 weeks now. It finally went away.
Is the doctor reassuring that these symptoms will go away, or is this something that might even be permanent?
Well, you know what? I'm a believer in Christ, and myself and my whole family have been praying, and my symptoms are gone as of 2 days ago. So, you know, I don't know if that's the same for.
Are you
going to
get your second dose?
No, sir. But I will tell you this. I've had two other doctors have told me that they're seeing multiple patients complaining of neuropathy issues as well. So here's the thing. Either people are not reporting it, or it's not being said, or it's not being put out to the public, because if this is something that a lot of people are complaining of as a side effect, it needs to be on the website. And I called Pfizer and complained, but you want to follow the science, you need to listen to the voices of the guinea pigs that we are about this vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine. I took it.
I'm not anti-science or anti-vaccine science either. You know, look, there are, if you do research on all of it, there are people that have reactions. It's not the majority by any means, but there are people that have had negative reactions. I haven't heard of yours in particular, but it's been a while. I actually read the efficacy results of final trial testings a while ago, so I don't really, it's not fresh in my memory right now, and I should go back and take a look at it. This is a situation where now you've got to work closely with your doctor and make the right determination based on your unique medical history, your current condition, you know, factors that I don't know anything about, nor do any of these people playing doctor in Washington or on TV know anything about. And, you know, I will say, you know, my advice to people is to talk to your doctor, do your own research. There's a lot out there. But again, we've almost lost 700,000 Americans. And I don't want this audience getting sick. I want you to be smart, make good decisions. That's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Senator John Kennedy will join us. Glenn Beck's been involved in trying to help save Americans from behind enemy lines. He'll tell us about it, update us. We'll introduce you to a gentleman resigning from the military. Why? Because of Biden's vaccine mandate. Apparently, we're losing many military people. Larry Trump, Newt Gingrich, Lara Logan, all coming up. 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity tonight. We'll see you then. Back here tomorrow. Thanks for being with us. We never forget you make this show possible.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.